Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's your chance to win 1,000 on the 30s in the National Cash Contest. Text TICKET to 72881. That's T-I-C-K-E-T, TICKET to 72881. Pays to listen to the largest sports radio company in the world. We are the only station in Kansas City giving you Chiefs talk and a chance to win 1,000 on the 30s. Weekdays from 7 to 7. Message and data rates may apply. Your next chance to win 1 hour away, 12:30 right here on Show and Vern. Again, text TICKET, T-I-C-K-E-T, to 72881.
Right now, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Coming up in 5 minutes, Vern, call me a psychopath.
A sociopath, sorry.
We got to get to the bottom of this. What is it, sir, that... Because it's like when you're away from him, you bring it. Like, I'm not kidding you guys. The reason why I'm here with this is, listen, I know a lot of you love Serta, and I love Serta. Serta is my dude. Apparently, I'm the fourth groomsman in his wedding coming up, and I take that very seriously.
I was very drunk when I said that.
And Serta loves me. Serta has slept on my couch before. Like, Serta's my guy, too, and I think he makes the show. That's why I make sure he's with me.
What a way to pat yourself on the back. That is disgusting.
I make sure he's with me.
Unbelievable.
Sorry, Speck. I mean, I'm just sorry. But I make sure Serta. And that's why I have taken the time out of my heart to do everything I've done for him. And I love him, too. But I...
Unbelievable.
But Vern, tell the truth to the people. He is stealing great entertainment from them. He had given them... I mean, what he gave us was great. Do you have the text message he sent?
I can't read that.
You can read it. Read it. Because I want to tell you where this punk. If you won't do it, Daddy will.
All right, it says what I said.
Because, again, the tweet from Seth Kaiser reads, "This is Hitchens last year. So much more decisive and fast. Something isn't right." Serta sends us the tweet and accompanies the tweet with this text. "Just because he's playing like blank, something has to be wrong. 1,000,000 question marks.
But that's good. That's a good start.
I remember what I said this morning.
And then you followed it up this morning going off. It's just, I don't know what Seth's talking about. It's just so ridiculous. Like, how do you feel about Anthony Hitchens' play?
I'm pretty sure at one point I said, I'm going to have to fight Seth.
Yes. How do you feel about Anthony Hitchens' play? Do you agree with?
Fine. I like Seth. I respect Seth.
Stop!
But Seth, you got to stop being a homer, man. You got to stop being a homer. I'm tired of reading these tweets. I'm tired of reading these articles for the positive praise to Bob Sutton. We all know Bob needs to retire. He's got to get the hell out of here. Kendall Fuller has been absolutely garbage.
Thank you. We
want to be optimistic about Kendall Fuller. Kendall Fuller is getting roasted each and every week. Anthony
Slots
Hitchens
open.
Is only running to the line at Golden Corral.
But you mess it up by what you say on the front end. I love Seth, and I respect Seth. Stop. Just go ahead. He's a big boy. Seth's a pastor. Seth's a lawyer. Seth's outkicked his coverage, his words, with his wife. He can handle it. Just roll. Just let it go. And you almost took that from me. Obviously, Daddy had to bring it out of you. But you almost took that from the people. I love you, Seth. I want to marry you, Seth. I want to buy you a bunch of gifts, Seth. But
I don't want to do any of that.
I don't know why, but that's what it seems like.
He's just a good guy.
Good Lord, man.
Who infuriates me sometimes.
All right, but you don't
have
to go.
Do I have a passive-aggressive feud going on right now?
It's getting old. That's what I'm talking about. That text, yeah, that was right. Yes, yeah, something has to. Because you know exactly how he said it. Something has to be wrong with him. And now he comes in. Let me bake you a cake first.
Maybe you could just be overpaid and bad.
Yes, that's one you gave us. Come on now. Let it go. Let it hang loose. I taught you better.
Hey, I did the math, so I want to set this texter straight. He says, so, show by your theory, Eli Manning's a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers because he has more wins.
Now, that's stupid from the beginning, from the conversation. Anyway.
Eli Manning has a 509 winning percentage, Aaron Rodgers 655.
Yeah, but anyway, Eli, once again, Eli's a good quarterback. He's won two Super Bowls. Like, yeah, he has a good winning percentage. He has an above average winning percentage. Like, that didn't prove anything.
So this morning, Ron.
I don't want to do this. Now I know where you're going. I don't want to do this.
Well, then lead us. Where do you want to go?
I
have to bring up what your son said.
Go ahead.
Right?
Just go ahead.
Your son, you gave us an example of the questions your son asks you while you guys are driving to school or wherever. And his question was, why don't the Steelers wear red? Because they do have that one red dot or emblem in their helmet, right? So we mentioned it was a good idea. Here's what Ron does. Let me just bring everyone in so you can really understand that there is no difference between show and Ron. Ron is show. Show is Ron.
It's like ruining people's days.
When you think that, oh, he's just putting on for radio, this is who he is as a human being at the core.
I don't like this.
So he mentions how his son was asking about wearing the Steelers wearing red. In the middle of our show meeting, while I'm trying desperately to interject to maybe get one of my opinions in there, Ron dials up a radio station in Pittsburgh. Not the exact station, but the lady at the front desk that runs the entire Entercom Pittsburgh. He dials her up and, like a sociopath, just messes with this young woman's mind to get to the bottom of why the Steelers don't wear red. He acts as if he's unknowing of sports.
What are you talking about?
He calls up. He's like, hi. And he calls her like four or five different names.
I've seen him do this to random people
before. It was two names. Hillary.
And then you called her Deborah at the end on purpose.
Just disrespectful.
Jessica as well.
Especially when she was so polite to you.
Ma'am, I was just having a discussion with my son. He was wondering why the Steelers don't wear red. And, you know, I thought it was a really good question. I was hoping you could help me out and really over the top lane. And
I was nice, too.
It was weird. Like, if that was a bit on the radio, I'm with you. That was funny. But it went in about the 2-minute mark of the conversation between you and this woman. It went from funny to what does he get out of these things? Like, on the air, great bit. It would have been a great bit. But off the air, what is that?
I wanted to
What was that?
I wanted to make you happy.
You did, and then it got weird.
How did it, well, I was in it.
It
and
did. I was uncomfortable.
I was committed. You've got to finish it out.
I don't care
out.
About other people
you've
at all, finish, I was uncomfortable.
You've got to finish the prank call out.
Ron?
I almost called, father of two,
host of a moderately successful midday show.
That's moving up in the ratings. I had to.
And you are pranking people for the not even entertainment of Vern
you
and Serta.
I wanted to make you all smile. I felt this is leadership.
Should have heard what he did to the poor guy at Hasbro.
Yeah, I did do that to that guy.
Hasbro?
We were really upset when the Monopoly got rid of the thimble.
And I wanted to talk to him about forcing him to tell me why, because my mom worked at the post office for 15 years and handled thimbles. And I called him every M word in the English language.
This is off the air.
A name. No,
I'm pretty sure his name was Justin.
It was off the air. No, it was Mark. And
see,
I just called him
off the air.
Everything.
That's strange.
But we
man.
Were trying to do it for a bit. Is it strange? I just wanted to. This is leadership. I sensed the morale being not at a place where daddy wanted it. So I wanted to raise it. And I wanted to make you smile.
You wanted us to be just a little leery of you.
And I want you to know, man, this guy's something. How he can hold it together. And she bought it.
Why would we think that?
She bought it hook, line, and sinker. Didn't she?
She tried to pass you on to the sports station. She's
and
like, sir.
I wouldn't let her, did I? I kept her there. And I almost called the number to the sports station that she gave me.
But that's a problem. When you don't worry about what other people have going on in their life at their job and you think, you know what? Your life stops when I call because you know what I want to do? I want to mess with you.
She enjoyed it too. I think she was uplifted.
She didn't
a bit.
Know she
and
was.
And I bet you around the office, it was like, how come the Steelers haven't worn red? And I bet you she's been asking people all day.
6-2-0, this would be a perfect off the rundown. Yes, it would.
Well, luckily for us, we have something better. I don't think it was. I thought it was.
That's the mark of a sociopath.
Did you see the joy in Serta? He was so happy after it. He did that stupid chuckle and laugh. Did you see your
uncomfortable.
Face?
Uncomfortable.
You enjoyed it. No. What point did it get uncomfortable for
the
you?
The 2-minute mark.
What was the line?
I was cringing when you called her the third
long.
Different name.
Yes. That's because you do that in real life. You are openly disrespectful to people. And if they don't know that you're just a fun dude, they think you're being mean. They don't know that he's just having fun with you.
All the people in the newsroom that he says things to when they're not really paying attention.
They hate him. But they don't know he's just having a good time.
They don't hate me.
They don't like you.
I'm going to go right out here to the newsroom and announce it. Do you hate me? Do you hate daddy? Do you hate daddy?
He's going to do it. He'll do it.
Do you hate daddy? It's a good question. My son had a great question. Why the hell don't they wear red?
It would be dope if they did.
And I just wanted to know for my son. I think the part when I said to her, hey, I don't want to be creepy with you, but my son really wants to know.
Yeah, that was unnecessary. I promise I'm not a creep in real life.
Did I say that?
Yes. That's what creeps say.
That was a little creepy. That was a little Ben Roethlisberger. She's used to it. She knows.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.